to Tango Mobile.
Devil, this is N0TR. Good morning, Rusty.
Yeah, there he is, right on the radio right there. Hello, Tom, W2T.
Just told Maurice I hadn't heard you. I called for you earlier. I had an early doctor's appointment at 10 o'clock, if you want to call it early. How's your day?
Oh, pretty good. I had to come by the grocery store and stock up on a couple of items I was out of. Things like milk for cereal and things like that. So a couple items that I needed to get me through till payday so I can then actually come do my grocery shopping. So anyway, now I'm leaving the Publix and headed back home.
Yeah, we did that a couple of days ago. Oh, my back's feeling a little bit better this morning. I don't know why, because yesterday it was terrible. But most things at the doctor come on all right. They said my sugar was a little high and the A1C was a little high. Things that I've never had a problem with before. But other than that, I'm pretty much okay, I guess. Well, it's going to be a beautiful day today. And I don't know exactly what all we're going to do today. Got the thing for the lawn put together yesterday that picks up the dead grass. Boy, it works like a champ. I was surprised at that. Son-in-law and daughter come over. And daughter finished up the lawn that I was out mowing. And that helped out a lot. Bet you're glad to be home.
I am. Yeah, and I called you, remember, yesterday while your daughter and son-in-law were there and grandkids, so, and all, because I was talking to you as I was on the road yesterday. But anyway, yeah, I'm glad to be back, and and today, get back, and the first thing I got is three meetings today. I got a meeting at 2 o'clock, I got a rehearsal at 5:30, and I got a rehearsal at 7 o'clock. So, needless to say, I'm going to be busy today. And, of course, laundry when you get back. You always got to do some laundry, no matter if you do it down there or not. So, you know, got to do that today if I get a chance. I'll see. I may put it all off till tomorrow and wait until then to do it. But, anyway, got back home yesterday, and somebody had run in the middle of my driveway. And the mailman came and brought the mail yesterday. Instead of waiting until today to deliver it when someone would be there, he come and put it there, and I had a package. And he set it on the ground inside the fence. So, you know, all of that yesterday was a wonderful smell when I got out of the car and found that, because I didn't see it when I pulled in the driveway. It was right dead in the middle of the where I pulled in to open the gate and everything. So, you know, that's the way things go sometimes.
Bernice and I both got the sneeze.
Hi, Rusty.
And, well, that's roadkill. You can do like Granny on the clampets and have some possum innards.
I've been around when somebody was cooking that and said they like possum. And just being around them cooking it turned me off right there. And so anyway, and this wouldn't have been much in the way of anything to do because it was kind of flat, but somebody had slid it off into the entrance to my driveway, and all. I just don't know how it got there unless the postman ran over it earlier in the day. That's the thing that irks me, is the postman delivering stuff on Sunday instead of holding it and bringing it today. So stuff sitting out in the yard and all that crap, but oh well. I dealt with it, picked it all up, nothing damaged. Fortunately, it didn't rain here. I did come through rain a couple of places coming home yesterday, so, you know, I dealt with that.
Unthoughtful, I'll tell you for sure, putting that out there on a Sunday. I could have had possum pancakes, means it was so flat. But I hate that when the mailman does stuff like that. I had one leave mail in the paper box the other day, and it was three letters for my neighbor up the street, And I come in, and I just take a letter opener and slit all of them, throw them out there, and a lot of times Bernice will open them or I'll open them. And I felt bad about it because it was some important stuff for the neighbor up there. And we didn't read it or nothing, but I told Jim, I said, Jim, I opened all of those envelopes. But I said, we didn't read your mail or nothing. And he says, well, he says, no problem at all, Tom. Appreciate you bringing them up. But they'd done that with us before, too, and put it in other people's mailboxes. But anytime there's a substitute on, they do some crazy things. Why he would not put it in, I got a locking mailbox. But no, he stuck it in the paper box next to it.
What can I say? You know, those things happen, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it. If you complain, you know, it's going to go right over the people's heads most of the time, you know. I could call up the post office today because my thing said it was supposed to deliver it on Monday the 29th, which is what I put in the request when I put the request in to hold the mail for 2 weeks. So they obviously don't read their own documentation, and usually, you know, and they did that to me once before, and they delivered the stuff on Saturday, and it sat in the box all day Saturday until I got home. And it's a good thing I didn't have any medications in there, because I would have been thoroughly ticked off, because they'd have had to pay them for me to get them again. And the Postal Service doesn't like to have to do things like that, you know?
Well, you're getting a little scratchy in the area you're in.
There's a hole I dropped down in that the trees are, you know, all blossoming out and getting leaves heavy on it. So there's that one area down there on this road that ain't nothing I can do about that. I just go by. And I came by here where they got the strawberries out here, and there was a ton of cars here. They must have been having a party of some sort here because there's still a bunch of cars here. Yep, they got a bunch of kids playing in the playground. And people are picking strawberries and getting rides around the farm and getting to see the cows and all that stuff. So, things that little kids enjoy.
Oops, you are. Well, I'm showing 73 degrees and 67% humidity out there. And they're showing southwest wind from 5 to 9. And boy, the flag's really blowing out there, isn't it, Bernice? Not too much right now. Well, it was a little while ago.
Oh, when I was getting ready to leave down there yesterday, I got some idiot behind me tailgate keep pulling up on my tail. Speed limit is 35 miles an hour, and that's what I usually run on this road over here. And this guy keeps pulling, his big old dually, he keeps pulling up on my tail like he's going to make me go faster. That ain't going to happen. And, well, yesterday we had a point at the time that it looked like it was going to rain at Candy's house. It rained a little bit early in the morning yesterday, or day before yesterday. And then later in the day, it was just cloudy. And breeze kicked up, and it was swaying the trees across behind the houses across the street from hers. But it wasn't bothering hers, and her flags were both hanging limp. So, you know, winds can be fickle. And I just deal with whatever's there. So, but I'm getting close to the house over here, Tom, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73s, and I'll catch up to you later. And you and Bernice, you have a good day, and keep that guy straight. Talk to both of you later. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. Well, I'm glad you had a safe trip home, and nice to hear you on the radio again. We'll catch you down the line, W2T and 0TR, clear.